what it means to me is I grew up here, and so I went to school at Nooksack Valley High School, graduated from there. That's where I met my wife, and we have raised our kids here. So the community itself is very near and dear. Obviously, the river flows right through the middle of it. Having grown up here, I've spent a lot of time in and around the river and watched it flood, watched it change over the years, and it is definitely a part of our community. And as a fire department, it's something that we have to work around because it actually divides our department in half. And there's only two places to cross, and that's here in Everson or up at Nugent's Corner. You know, it's kind of a typical small town. You know, you know everybody for the most part, or a lot of people. And that makes it nice because you get to know people. And so if you go into the local business, you have a relationship with them. Some of the local business owners I've gone to school with, I've known them my entire life. So it's not just a customer relationship. There's a friendship outside of that. That makes it nice. So when you go somewhere, you're supporting good people who give back to the community. From the fire department standpoint, sometimes that makes it a little rough because those are the people we serve, and sometimes those are our patients. And they're not just a patient, they're also our friends and family. And so that can make it a little bit tough being in a small community like this. You know, I think the nice thing about living out here is the ability to have the kind of weather that we do. You know, we've got not specifically right here, but in this region, if you go a half hour, 45 minutes to the west, you're at the ocean, and you've got beautiful beaches and great scenery that way. You go equal distance to the other direction to the east, and you've got the mountains, you've got snow, you've got, you know, some of the greatest snow record snowfall for Mount Baker. I mean, and we're nestled right in the middle of that, and being right along the river is just cool because it's always fun to watch as the seasons change, as things change. We go into the rainy season, the water comes up, and you can't, for me anyway, I can't drive over the bridge without looking at, well, what's the river doing today? What does it look like? What level is it at? How high is it? Is it clean? Is it dirty? What does it look like? And, you know, one of our partners here in our community is the Nooksack Tribe. And I know a lot of tribal members, and they make their living. Some of them are right off the river there, and it is really important to them as well, and really speaks to them as a culture and a nation that how important that fishing industry is and the river is to them. And so I think sometimes it's something we take for granted because it is right here in our backyard, but it really it is the lifeblood of life, right? You know, water is, without water, you know, we can't survive. So it keeps our fields green in the summer, and the farmers use it to irrigate and keep our crops so we have plenty of food to eat and lots of milk to drink and berries to grow and all that stuff that, you know, is part of the cycle of life. And so it's pretty cool to watch that and see how the nature just keeps replenishing itself and that cycle continues on.